Association of Extraordinary Gentlemen, or Sean Connery. God's in movies. If you've been around me at all, he shows up in movies, which is a fulfillment. If you guys don't do it, the rocks themselves will cry out. But this is a room full of extraordinary people, and one of them is somebody that I really love their ministry, named Patty Amston. And Patty's got a word if you're able to do that. How many besides me have heard Patty teach? Yeah, extraordinary communicator. But even more than that, an extraordinary princess in God.
I'm going to turn a little Holy Ghost lady on you right now. A number of years back, 25, 30 years ago, God came to me and an overwhelming presence, and it was ours and his presence. But one of the things he said to me was, I was standing in a portal, and I'd not heard that word prior to that encounter. But since then, there have been a few times where that's occurred again. And it's always a confirmation of God's glory and presence resting. And this morning, I'm just overwhelmed with his glory as it's resting in our midst today. It weakens you, his presence. And God is conferring and resting upon the work of Go Strategic and the Business School and the Statesman's Project. His Spirit is coming to affirm on this April Fool's Day that there's nothing foolish about what has been being built here for all this time. It's a season of resting and a season of confirmation. It's a season of marking the people that he has cut out from the herd to put his brand on. And this branded people is going to be recognized by the demonic forces to show the wisdom of God. And I think the Holy Spirit wanted, He didn't want us to do business as usual for another good conference and another, although it is the next level of what we've been attaining. He wanted us to be aware. He wanted to mark us to know that this was a day of affirmation and confirmation, but it also a day of anointing. It's one thing to say, when I grow up, I want to be. It's another thing to get your graduation certificate, to get your promotion. This is a day when the Spirit of the Lord is marking us and affirming us and empowering us and anointing us, confirming that the works that you've done all these years have not been in vain, but it's been accumulating to this time in this season when he could not only align the workers, but align the work and align the territories and align this season. It's coming together. And on this day, God wants us to know that his confirmation, his affirmation is on the work which we have embraced in our hearts and set our hands to do. And where there's an anointing, we're able to do things that we only wished we could do before that anointing fell. So his glory is so absolutely present. I think most of you felt it in worship today and yesterday, today in worship too. I just asked Dennis if I could just declare this word. I declared it just to him. But this day God marks, this day God affirms, this day God launches, this day God shifts. This is a mark in the sand that from today on and on forward, that which is called in this house, we're going to have extra wisdom, extra anointing, and extra power, and extra heavenly cooperation in order to be able to accomplish that which God has called us to do. His presence. Could I just thank him for his presence, God? What we say over and over again, that we want your presence. And then here and there, God, it falls. You come, your glory rests, your anointing. for these seasons and these moments, Father. We're so grateful. May we just reply to you, Lord, we love you. We love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, with all our strength. And we say, God, we will be your doulos. We will be your servants. It's the delight of our heart to be spent by you, Father, to follow after your bidding and to show your glory. This is your earth, Father. Be glorified in it. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in the mountains. Be glorified in the nations. Be glorified on the lips of your people. Be glorified, for you're worthy of all honor. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Patty is not an emotionally driven Pentecostal. I'm being silly and serious at the same time. You know, we learn.